Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Welcome to the Royal Bluet. First want to give honor to God and thank him for each position that we're all in. He knows where we're at. I want to thank Elder Oliver for this platform that he provides every Thursday at 7 p.m. for us. He has other shows and programs that come on his Chaos Block Talk Radio. We thank him for this platform, him and his wife, Lady K. I do want to warn you because my family is open. We've been through many things. We've sustained it. We've helped each other get through. And we've done what we can for one another. And we're making it. And I thank God for it. I'm not bragging or anything, but we're making it. And things are possible. Even in the near future that we can think of. So I thank God for this platform. I thank God for where we're at in him, not in ourselves, but in him. So I want to start off with the scripture right quick before I give our subject tonight. It's in the book of Habakkuk the prophet, chapter 2. Just going to read three short verses. And that's my backup, starting at verse 1. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he shall say, what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. So before I get to the other two verses, just a brief history of why Habakkuk is saying this, because he was kind of going off on God about how the unsaved are getting blessed, how the unsaved are are getting riches and how the unsaved are doing what they want to do with no fear of God. And he was kind of on beating down on God about how can that be when you have saved people, righteous people, trying to do your will and to do what you ask us to do. So he was kind of pissed off. So I'm going to read that again, verse 1, and I go into verse 2 and 3. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Because he knows God's going to come at him. Reprove means, you know, reprove means is that you're going to be talked about, or reprove means set straight by God. So, verse 2, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie, though it tarry, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. So God has always got a plan for us. He's always got stuff in motion. And I've learned at this age that he gives us things that may hint to the future of our own personal lives, that he gives us insight to certain things, that he enables us in our walk to run into certain situations and give a thought in our own mind of how that situation can be, how it could be better, how we see ourselves in it, what we can take hold on, and the blessings of that vision or what he has put us at in our lives. So we got to be mindful and sober to understand the situation of where we're at in our lives at this moment, to understand that there's a vision that God has given each and every one of us. And he will give hints of the vision that you can stay in your lane as you stay in the word of God. So I think our subject from my family, they were talking today, yesterday, about this subject. I think it's if your life, and correct me if I'm wrong, family, if your life was a movie, what would the title be? Am I correct?
Correct.
Okay, so if your life was, so let's do it this way. If your life was made into a movie, what would the title be and what would be the subject? Where would you be at? What is the contents of that movie? When did you realize that movie started? When did you realize you was the character in it, the main person in it? What is that movie about? And where are you at in that movie? Because the movie hasn't ended yet. As long as you have breath in your body, it hasn't ended yet. So if your life was a movie right now, when did it start? When did you realize that movie started? What have you been through in that movie? And where is it heading? So with that, I'm going to turn it over to my family. I know my wife's on. I think my middle daughter, Vanessa's on. I think my oldest son is on. And I hopefully my youngest son, Pasha, is on. I think some of the grandkids may even be on too, so. I'm going to turn it over to one of y'all if y'all want to speak up now.
Is baby girl on the phone?
I'll go.
Wait, is baby girl on?
Yeah. I should have done.
Okay, I wanted our youngest granddaughter to go first. She's 5. Is she available?
Yeah. Okay, so Destiny, if your life had a movie, what would it be about? What would it look like?
There's strawberry people in a pillow tree. And a beach on top of the water. And there's an ice house with an ice roof.
An ice roof? Okay, what happens in the movie? Is it good things, bad things? What happens
good
in the movie?
Things.
Like what? What good happens in the movie?
Then they got in the ice, the strawberry got in the ice house. And something happened. The thing started to wink. And the strawberry caught it from the sink.
To fix the sink? Okay. had to call the people to fix the ice thing. It was in an ice castle. But the strawberry people, right? Strawberry people that live in an ice castle. But the sink, it's an ice sink. And it stopped working, so they had to call the people to get it fixed.
I see you like strawberries.
Right, and it's the ice with the water consistency.
Okay. Thank you, Destiny.
Hey. Hey, yes, so thank you. Thank you, baby girl. So just that first movie right there by my 5-year-old granddaughter, it reminds me of how we got to come to God as kids. She ain't got a worry in the world. For me, my wife, her uncles, aunties, we all chip in to take care of her. And she's well taken care of, believe me. She didn't talk about nothing scary. She didn't talk about nothing frightening. She didn't talk about anything she was worried about. She didn't talk about anything evil. She was just on the line of just talking about what was good. And we got to get there, or we got to go back there to that type of mindset. And it's remarkable that when she comes over to the house and we just have our little conversations, she wants you to participate. And it's striking that, a lot of Christians right now don't want to participate. A lot of Christians right now just rather shake your hand and move on. But she involves you, and my whole family can speak to that. She involves you in her daily activities and the things that she's doing. But great job, Destiny. I appreciate it. I love you, sweetie.
What about Jada? Our second youngest.
Hello?
Is Jada over?
Yes, I'm right here. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so the topic of my movie will be called Growing Up. It's like about my childhood, like my good moments, some of my struggling moments, and yeah.
Okay.
So what are some of the good moments in your movie?
Like being able to enjoy time with my family and just the little things.
Okay. So what are some of the nightmares in your movie?
Disappointing my parents sometimes and my grandparents, just people in general. Picking wrong over bad and knowing that I could do better, and I choose to do the wrong thing sometimes. So, yeah.
So, is your movie teaching you how to be better?
Yes.
In your movie, do you rewind some scenes sometimes to look at it a different way?
Yes, I do.
All right. Great job, sweetie.
Thank you.
Thank you. DJ there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, there you go. Talk about your movie. What's the name of your movie?
The title of my movie is called The Boy. And, basically what it's about is, it's about a boy who grew up confused. He used to follow people, didn't know wrong from right. And then one day, him and his grandparents had a conversation about life. Yeah.
What does that conversation consist of?
About
what does it look like?
The good things, the bad things, and basically talking about God, if you keep following, the wrong people, you won't be able to go to heaven. Uh,
What about consequences? Were there consequences?
Yes, ma'am. Well, the consequences about this movie was basically just being around, like, being like either going to jail, end up dead, or probably not even seeing your family no more.
So, did your movie have an ending? Or is it still rolling?
What's that say? It's still going. My movie's still going. It's just not done, though.
Okay. So, where's the movie at right now? What part of the movie is the boy? Where's the boy at right now in the movie?
The boy right now is following what his grandparents talked to him about, like going down the right path or trying to go down the right path.
What does that look like?
Leading, not following people, just being around his family more, helping.
All right. I might have to get that script. You know what I'm saying? Look, all three of y'all. I mean, y'all just, okay. That's good. That's real good.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
Yeah,
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you done messed up, buddy. You done messed up.
Huh? What happened?
No, I was saying he
didn't
mess
up, buddy.
Yeah, because you can't go nowhere but up from here.
Now, that ain't what he talking about.
You didn't know.
Wait a minute. Tell me, because I don't know.
No, I was saying you can't say you didn't know when next time you get in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Ricky, my wife, Miss Ricky, going to hold him to that. Believe me.
She's just holding that conversation now to save the time later on in life. That's all.
Okay.
Because I know he's going to do good. He's been doing very good.
Great. He has been doing great.
He's been doing very good. And I don't have to hold it against him because guess what? He's not going to get in trouble no more from his last consequence. So I have faith that their last consequence did the job and their last thought. Because warning comes before destruction. Okay? So he knows. And that's what makes it so good. Y'all been in church all y'all whole entire life. Y'all been knowing Christ all y'all life. Me and your dad didn't have that. We were just hard-headed because we could be. Because everybody else was. Because that's what the theme was. But to know better and to do better and want better for your kids, that's why we left California. Because we didn't want you guys to be raised like we were. We didn't know how harmful, we didn't know we was in harm's way most of the time. It was just normal to see people get killed, for me. I don't know about for your dad, but it was normal for me to see people get killed, you know, get phone calls, go in the house, we could do drive-bys, you know, it was just normal. And to see you guys, how far you guys are in your life, it took us a whole lifetime to get to where you guys are right now. Y'all have it. Really, really. Say it again.
Let's go ahead and hear from Tuck. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Let's go ahead and
I'm
hear
sorry.
From Tuck and Vanessa also.
It's Oscar's turn. We're going in order. It's Oscar's turn. And, Mommy, we love you and we appreciate y'all growth. And if it wasn't for y'all, we couldn't be this far. So I appreciate y'all and just y'all taking the step to break generational cycles and just wanting better for yourselves and for us. So love y'all. Thank y'all. Asha, go ahead.
What's up, y'all? It's Asha Dadon. You already know what's up. Y'all can follow me on Instagram. That's ASHADADON. Yeah. But so my movie, it would be be like a BET type movie, because I have a BET type life. One of them BET type movies, like, I'm trying to find my note. I'm sorry, y'all. But it would be called Life. And basically, Life, because it'll be music in every scene. Every scene, because music is different genres. It's different genres to life. And life is going to be, like, in the beginning, it's going to be how, like, I was raised up in the church, and I had it, like, you know, I had a good life, a fun life. My mom made it fun, you know what I'm saying? Like, it looked like I was going down the right path. And then the scene where I had a baby and the whole school situation, like, that school situation was, like, that's going to be so good, like, in the BET movie, you know, like, they bullying you at school, blah, 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 you know, stuff like that. That's going to be a scene. And then a scene where I got sick and, like, everybody just disappeared from me. I felt just, you know, and I had to recreate myself. And then the scene where I'm at right now is music, where music is taking me, where God is taking me, where how close my relationship with God is. And at the end, I win a Grammy. So that's life. That's my movie.
Amen.
Hey, can I comment on that?
Yes, please.
So to me, in your movie, Aja, I see you as a superhero. I see you as overcoming all the obstacles that the doctor said you wouldn't be able to do, that society placed you at, even my doubts and what I was hearing from the doctors. I see you as a superhero who has overcome all of that, presence around other people, and the positivity that you possess and exude are helping others to not go or to be where you were at. So you're my superhero, sweetie.
I'm crying right now.
Oh,
I love you.
Okay.
It could be a sequel. It could be a part two.
This movie that you're in now is not even over with yet, near a sequel. There can't be a sequel to what's true. It would be fictitious. So you're still in your movie, and you still have scenes coming up, and you're not preparing for the scenes because you're living in real time as it's being recorded.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, made me want to shout. I had to come outside for this.
Okay, amen, amen.
Got the sun glowing on me right now. Okay, Vanessa, go.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Asha.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay, so my movie would be called To the Girls Like Me. And I feel like it would be about basically like a young girl with so much, like somebody that has goals, aspirations, can see her future and what God has for her from when she was younger, and having so much energy inside of me, but putting it into the wrong places. Yeah, because like, yeah, I think that's what it'll be about. And then I'm in a place now, like we're all saying that we're still in our movie, it's still being created. I feel like now at the age that I'm at, early 20s, I'm realizing like that light bulb has came to where I'm like, okay, it's time to take all of that energy and put it to where, you know, allow God to be the head of my life to where he can distribute my energy. That's where I'm at, is allowing God to distribute where he sees fit, to where my energy should go, so that I can make those goals and aspirations and things that I saw as a young girl happen in my life, and I'm already seeing them transpire. Even with me always feeling, I'm not going to say I've never wanted to be how do I say this? It's not like I've always seen myself as an aunt, but you know like how you always have the vision of rich auntie and like traveling and doing your thing, you know what I mean? Just being, you know, some people have the vision of I'm going to be a mama since they were little, like I'm going to be a mom, I'm going to be a young, you know, I'm going to be a mother. Mine has always been traveling, you know, making
with that
money, just, you know. You say what?
You always want to be that rich auntie.
Yeah, I've only really seen auntie. Like, even I'm not saying I don't want children. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying as far as I'm saying that as far as just the life, I've been blessed with vision since I was younger. So I feel like I've always been able to see where I want to go, but because I've had so much energy, not as far as like hyper, no, this energy inside of me is so big and bold, and I would put it into the wrong places. And now, like I said, I'm allowing God to distribute that energy so that those goals and those visions that I've had, they're coming into fruition. Like, so yeah, that's my living.
Okay, rich auntie.
So. Your vision that you have of yourself, you have talked about it so much that I can see it, and I'm at those destinations waiting for you to get there. let me repeat that. I think I remember what I just said. So I usually don't remember what I say. Your vision you have made plain to me. At first, I was doubtful, but I see your daily walk. I see what you do. I hear what you say. I see the places you go now unexpectedly, and I can see myself at those places waiting for you to arrive. I appreciate where you were. And I mostly appreciate where you are now. If we don't go through the mishaps first, we'll never congratulate and applaud the place we're at. And I got your back, you and Aja, that whatever you want to do in life, do it now. Make your mistakes now. Put your work in now. For at that time in your life, you can do what you want to do. And me and your mom got both of you. So I'm at the destination. I'm just waiting for you to arrive.
Thank you for the confirmation, Daddy. Thank you. Thank you. When I go, I need you to be right there waiting, not trying to tell me, Nani, are you sore? No, I need you to be out there waiting for me because I'm finna go.
So what I'm actually saying is that get me and your mom a ticket, too.
Okay.
No, I'm not going where she going. Oh no, but she need passport for where she going.
I go with you, sweetie.
If mom going,
I'm
not going in the tour bus.
It's gonna be on the tour bus.
I love y'all.
Love you more. Who's cowboy? Is baby boy on the line?
Carson's on.
Okay, Tuffy, go ahead.
All right, mine will also be called life. And some of the things that will be talked about, some of the topics will be, it's basically not about myself, but it'll be like how I help someone, an example, how I save someone's life, how I pushed positivity, or how I gave great advice, or how quickly I get aggravated. About the small things, I don't get aggravated. But it's always be the small things, like why you smacking.
Please add that in there. Please add that in there for sure.
Yeah, like why you smacking? Why you taking all day to go up the steps if I'm behind you? You know, if I lock my door with the remote, why you take all day to come outside the car? Stuff like that. You know, but those are for the people that's close to me. You'll only know that if you're close to me. So if you know, if I don't get aggravated, you don't know me well enough.
Okay.
And another topic would probably be how I let them vent all the time. So how I let people vent. I'm a good, you know, ear. And character for myself, I guess I would be, some examples of a character would be free-minded. Taking the traditional route. No, not traditional. I'm sorry. Taking the untraditional route. Basically, untraditional is like something that, I don't know. If I'm in high school at this moment and I'm graduating and I'm thinking if I want to go to college, and I would probably think my main goal in life is to probably be a successful business owner. But if I could see a way on being a successful business owner without the college, I would try it without the college as opposed to going to what is supposed to be or what's a great option of what where people go coming out of high school, either the Army or college. So. Or the military. Right.
And what you do? Mama, I got my trade while I was in school.
Yeah, I went down traditional road. My mom said no matter what you do, you just gotta be successful. You gotta be good at what you do. You have to, be positive. I mean, I've tried a whole lot of different lines of work, and she never told me not once something different about the other one, other than positivity and be the best person I could be. So. But I mean, either route I go, I'm gonna be the same person. But it's definitely going to be a route that everybody else is not taking. Cause that's how my mind works. Okay. And some more characteristics is, I do what I want to do, but I don't want to take it out of context. But it's basically self-explanatory. I think outside the box. And how I feel about the movie is, it's done. If the camera stopped rolling as far as this moment, but if I knew for a fact that I had a whole nother half to film and I had the time to film it, I know that the other half would show, it's basically going to show the come up and the fearlessness of that character. So, well, I mean,
okay.
Yeah. Right now, it contains basically the characteristics and about the day-to-day how he is and stuff like that.
All right. We need to write a book with all these words we're using.
Okay.
Say what? No, I wrote down a little bit today, so it's a little different than normally when
look
I speak.
Look at
you.
Okay.
Yeah, fella. Yeah, it felt like a topic I could just jot something down. It'd be, you know, natural.
Okay.
So your movie, speaking as your dad, has been very interesting. It started off as a very happy movie, and as time went by, it got into a troubling movie, and those are good movies that you don't know the outcome or you don't know what the next scene is going to be. And you had me very intrigued in the early part of your movie that you just didn't want to, you know, listen to anything. You didn't want to adhere to anything. You wanted to do it your way. So the director in your movie, you do that because the director knew the next scene that would happen in your life. And there was a scene where you just came on board that intrigued me. to understanding you learned what you went through, and to make it successfully, you had to do this, that, or the other. And that's where you're at now. You're doing this, that, and the other based on what you went through and your past scenes, intrigued by how you think, by how you help everybody in the family, and that you 99% put others first, and that you can listen and let people talk, which a lot of people can't do. A lot of people can't lend an ear to hear fully what somebody is saying to them, because they always got an answer that they participated, that they're ready to say, and that makes you not listen. But you listen. Appreciate how you take care of DJ, my grandson, Destiny, my granddaughter, your daughter, my daughter, my other daughter. I appreciate how you put them first. It's something about a man that can put somebody first where they're blessed on the latter end. So your movie has me intrigued, and I'm just waiting on the next scene. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Ricky, I think Tuffy was about 5 or 6.
Oh, it's a fish series.
Huh? When I took him. So years ago I used to go bass fishing. I had a boat. Hold on. Years ago I used to go bass fishing when I was in the Army to good lakes, catch a lot of bass, catch crappie, whatever. He always used to want to go with me. But what I did, I bought him a fishing rod and put this rubber lure on it. And I told him at home, when he could hit that cabinet from the living room, I would take him fishing with me. He started killing that cabinet. So I took him with me and my best friend Harmon. So we fishing, we bass fishing at this lake. And he threw his line out, and it got tied up on his reel. It just knotted up. So I came to him, and Harmon was coming to him. And I said, let me fix this for you. He said, I got it. So he was already about at 5 or 6 taking care of his own business.
He was
business.
Younger than that, sweetie. It was before I had cancer.
He probably had to be. He couldn't be no more than 4. No more than 4. But he mastered that rod and reel, hitting that cabinet. But at that time, I realized something in you, Tuffy, that you was about your own business. Handle your own problems and issues. And that's what you do today. You handle it. And a lot of things I don't know at this age what you go through, but there's a lot of things I know you handle. So I'm waiting on the next scene that's a positive scene and where you know where to go now based on your foundation of where you've been.
How many years apart him and my professor? How many years apart you got? 3.
4 and some change.
But, huh? 4?
4 and some change. 4 and some change.
So you had
to have
been about 3. Yeah, you were about 3. You were about 3 years old at the time. Because I hadn't had PASA yet. But I'm proud of you guys. I love you guys. I really do.
Yes, Tuffy, I'm so happy for you, and I love you, and I can't wait for your next scene, too. I'm excited for you. Because I know that you're going to reap sow so much into everybody. You sow into everybody.
You
that
are literally,
you can. Even
you the title of man of the house.
I mean, if the scenes keep going on, I'm going to get everybody a house. I'm saying that on the record.
As long as it's on the same property.
I'm going to let y'all pick it out. It might be a time. I might not even come see your house till about 10 years. You just pick it on the website.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
And I believe it. We love you. Love you so much, and thank you.
So what's your book? Ricky,
what's
your name of your movie?
I asked you first. My movie is The Chronicles of the Hood, On My Way to Heaven.
Oh,
The Chronicles
right.
of the Hood. That's the name of my movie. And it'll tell about, you know, all the things that my whole family, the generational curses I'm not even going to name them all. I overcame a lot. And all that would be in my movie. Everything I would come. And I would say murder, abortions, drinking, what is it? Just generational curses. And mind you, everybody in my family, even generational curse, even diabetes and high blood pressure, God has blessed me to overcome all that, lupus, cancer, God is just good. And I would just have to just focus in. My movie would show how God had his hand on me, and I didn't even know that his hand was on me. But God would be hovering over me the whole time, from my mother's womb until now. And y'all know, my parents know, my siblings know how blessed I've been. I've been in situations that people don't even come out of. And my movie would be God's hand. Matter of fact, it wouldn't even be his hand. It would be his wing. Because I've been abiding under his wing and didn't even know I was abiding. When I didn't even know him, I was abiding up under his wing. I was up under his wing the whole time. And his wing would be over me the whole movie. Like that little boy in the movie Polar Express. Only the pure at heart can see the wing. You wouldn't be able to see the wing unless your heart was right. And you would want to follow me because you see that wing and you like you want because you want to be up under that wing too. But only the pure at heart could abide up under the wing. So it'll show all the obstacles that I've been through, all the generational curses that, you know, that I overcame. But it'll just show me until I die how I made it to heaven. And it'll show the love and the compassion that I have for others and the things that I've helped others and let other people shine. My whole life I've always let everybody else shine. I've always tried to push them, you know, forward, you know, and that'll be my movie will show that. It'll show me pushing everybody, you know, to be the best. And you even tell me, Mama, everybody don't want to be great. Well, don't tell me your vision, or don't tell me, you know, you want to do something if you really don't want to do it. So that it'll show that. It'll show just me trying to strive to be better and push other people to be better. And it'll show me, you know, my journey and how I made it to heaven. And you could too. That's all you have to do is be, your heart has to be right. You have to love. You have to do, you know, your part. But, yeah, The Chronicles of the Hood, On My Way to Heaven.
I love your movie. I can't wait to watch it. I'm excited for your movie.
I ain't going to lie, Ma. Every time I thought about doing the wrong thing, if I did it or not, I thought about you.
Aww. I'm dead. What did you think?
Can I add one thing to my movie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Okay, I was going to add the part where I was in the hospital and I thought I was in hell.
Like, for real, I would ask the nurses, anybody who came in, I would ask my mom, am I in hell? Am I in hell? Every time it was time to write in my journal, I would write to myself, Asha, are you in hell? Like,
okay,
and I felt like
you did.
I experienced a little, not the heat, but like the you know what I'm saying, the mental state of
torpid.
Hell. Feeling as if I was trapped, but I got out of it by calling on God, Jesus. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. And you did used to ask, Mom, am I in hell? Do you remember what I used to tell you?
If you are, I hope I ain't with you.
Say it again.
If you are, I hope I ain't with you.
Exactly. I hope I ain't with you if you are in hell. Because I don't plan on going. Oh, where Mr. Blue? Mr. Blue at?
I'm right here.
Okay, we waiting on your movie.
I can't get a title to my movie.
Why not?
Ricky, you would be the best one to give a title to my movie. Because I don't want to. I don't want to portray what I think. I want you to tell me what you see and saw.
David, your movie would be that nigga.
True blue. So,
you want me to give you a title? It'd be that nigga.
True blue.
Mm-hmm.
And not knowing what I was true to the beginning. So they used to call me True Blue growing up. So my movie, I think, would be I Didn't Know the Cup Was Running Over. That would be my title. I Didn't Know the Cup Was Running Over. Even in where we grew up at, and the things we went through and been through, being ignorant of what's right and doing what we want to do, even our parents, you know, my parents, my wife's parents telling us this, that, and the other, we still did what we wanted to do and didn't know that our cup was being filled at that time by God and protecting us from all hurt, harm, and danger of the things we did. And I can look back and see that now. I didn't know my cup was running over. I didn't know my cup was being filled in the beginning. And there's something about God that will protect you even from yourself and the things that I did, things I can't mention because the statutory limits don't run out on it. And I thank God for it. The people that know what I did are dead, so they can't come to trial if there was ever to be a trial. And I'm saying that to y'all, my wife, my kids, and all who's listening, mainly my kids, that I've done some terrible things growing up in the hood. I've done it. I was with people. I've done it. And I would have to plead the fifth if I go to court to not incriminate myself on the evidence that they would have that would be true. And it would be up to a jury of my peers to convict me or not. But I thank God that my cup was being filled at that time. And in my movie, I see the cup running over now. And I'm still on the first blessing God has ever gave me, which is my wife. All my kids, my grandkids, and family, I have not got to y'all yet because I'm still looking at the cup that runs over by my wife. So maybe later on in my movie, I can enjoy what God has placed in my life on the runover, which is my kids, grandkids, and my family, and people I've met in my life. But I'm not there yet. I'm still enjoying the first blessing. And I want all of y'all to think about your first blessing, where God truly let you know that he loves you. And I often ask God for forgiveness for the things I've done, even now in my earlier life. Because again, there's no statutes if it was found out. And the only people that can tell it are dead and gone now, which is my little brother, that's or be a witness. So my movie is still being played, but it's at the part now where I'm seeing the runover of the first blessing that God gave me. And I'm trying to open my eyes to the drippings of the cup, which is my kids, my grandkids, and people in my life. So our movies are never concluded until the day we can't open our eyes. Our movie is never concluded until God says, thank you for being a faithful servant. Thank you for trying at least to abide by my word. There are no sequels to our movies. None of y'all. No sequels. Because you can only do it right one time. So in your movie that you're in right now, do the best that you can do by your parents, by your siblings, and most of all by God. We have nothing to lean on but faith in Jesus Christ. Nothing else. That's it. Our support is family. To lean on something is Jesus Christ. So I'm grateful every day. And I thank God every day that he wakes me up, that I can still be the character in my movie. Because can't nobody play your character. When the movie ends, that's it. In your movie, as you live now, that you would think it would be a sequel. And that's the dash between the day you was born and the day you die. Pray that others would think you're a great person because you do for them. Pray that others would speak of you nicely. That's to say about you when you die. That's the sequel. That only lasts, what, 2 hours in the funeral? So I don't mean to keep going on, but I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful. And I think I've said this before. If I don't wake up tomorrow morning, I'm good. From what I've been through, what I've done, and where I'm at. And seeing these blessings right now, the droppings of the cup running over.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody?
Amen. I love your movie, Daddy, and I'm grateful to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. And I'm thankful to be the first blessing. I love you, sweetie. I really do.
If it had not been for you answering me yes that you would marry me, I don't know, in South Central LA at that time, I don't know, guessed that I would be where I am now. I promise you. because you have been my support for 30-something years of marriage. My support. And I want everybody to know that they are a liar to think they can make it on their own. If I offend somebody by saying that, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Those dark days, you know, you get irritated, you make decisions that you shouldn't have made, you do things you shouldn't have done, and you say things you shouldn't have done because of your situations that you come into that you have no support to say, you know what, you'll be all right, baby. I got you. It's going to be all right. So it's good to have family that's not only in love with Jesus Christ, but in love with the family members.
Mm-hmm.
It counts. It works. Yes, we may get mad with each other because of decisions somebody made on the feelings that we have coming out of us at that moment, because we love that person in the family so much that we can think we can say what we need to say. So my movie is controversial. My movie involves other characters. And if your mom had not said yes to marrying me, it wouldn't be no characters. My kids and grandkids wouldn't exist. But because God filled that cup, and the droppings of the cup are the blessings in y'all, which I hadn't got to yet, because I'm still enjoying the full cup of my wife saying yes. So, anybody else got anything to say before we get ready to close out?
I want to say that family doesn't always have to be blood. It can be whoever's around you that supports you, loves you, is there for you, can care for you, because everybody's situation is different. So I just want to say that surround yourself with people, like the people that think that they can do it on their own and they just go cutting off folks and just, you know, thinking they can just do stuff on their own. I feel like, you know, family doesn't have to necessarily be blood. It can be people that love you, support you, are there for you, and want the best for you, period. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with disagreement mm-hmm. or anything like that. But like Daddy said, like, you know, don't think that you can do it without anybody. You need that love and that support. So,
I would like to say right quick that I never, 2 years ago, I never knew what really love in the family was. Or what love meant. But now
why
I know,
that?
Like, that was me, that's my fault, my bad, but, like, because I was very just antisocial, just, you know, at the dinner table, I'm watching YouTube, headphones in. But now it's just like God has opened my eyes. Like this is like I wouldn't say this is all I need right here, but this is where it starts at love. Like I don't love y'all. I ain't in love with y'all. Family is where it's at.
You didn't know our family was just loving.
I just did that. Oh my God.
He's your daddy daughter. You should have hung out with us a little bit more. You would have
But I'd be trying to get y'all to go bowling. Dang, and skating.
And I go.
No, Mommy, no. You just now also getting around to where we could be around you and you're more easygoing. So it all works together. Everybody's growing together.
No, facts.
Okay,
facts,
wait.
Facts.
Big facts. Repeat what you just said.
I said that everybody's growing together. You're just now becoming easygoing. And
why?
You're just now becoming easy. Why? Mom, it don't matter about the why. The point is that we're all learning and growing together.
It does matter why. Why?
Mama,
why was I so hard on you guys?
We're all learning.
No, the point is, but you made a statement. But
together.
You're right. But you made a statement.
I can only thank God. That's why. We gonna thank God.
Okay. We're going to talk about that on another topic. Because now, right now we're talking about the movie, but we'll come back to your scene on why your mama was so hard on y'all. Okay? Why she wouldn't let y'all wear makeup and short skirts to school when y'all snuck and did it anyway.
No, it has nothing to do with no makeup and short skirts. What are you? Okay, we're going to end it. Let's just let's end it.
Okay.
So everybody got great movies going on, right? Y'all going into another different area. We can bring up that next week. So I appreciate everybody having a director in Jesus, knowing where they come from, where they at, who holds you up, who encourages you. I want to thank Elder Oliver for the platform, his wife, Lady Kay, supporting her husband. This is Chaos Block Talk Radio. I think some of us posted it on our social media sites about every Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. I thank each and every one of my family members for their input, their honesty, where they at now, where they been. And we'll be on next week with the Lord's grace that we're here on Thursday at 7 p.m. Also on Wednesday mornings, I think it's at 7. Is it at 8 o'clock, Nani?
Yes, 8
a.m. Yep. My middle daughter, Vanessa, has a show on Chaos Block Talk Radio at 8 p.m. Called Vent Break. She's also located on
Vent Break.
8 a.m. She's also located on YouTube, Vent Break, and Instagram, Vent Break. So check her out. I'm very proud of what she's doing, and I'm proud of what all my kids are doing. I was hoping to get my youngest son on PASA with what his movie would be. I think it would have been very interesting where his movie started and where he's at now, but he couldn't join us tonight. But again, I thank you, Elder Oliver, for the platform. I want to ask my wife, who would like to pray us out? I'll just put it that way, because all my kids can pray.
Hey, I need to say something real quick.
Okay.
My oldest daughter, Jasmine, had last Saturday she had called me, and she was saying that everything that's happening in our family had to happen for her to get the help that she needs and for her to be where she's at. And that, I mean, so her movie is playing out the way she feel like it's supposed to be played out as well. It had to happen the way that her life is going, because it's making her and getting her the help and where she needs to be. So I just had to say that, because I told her I was going to talk about it last week, but I forgot. So, yeah.
All right. That's good. That's good. All right. Let's see. I'm asking my wife
pray us
to pray
out.
Us out. Okay.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for another opportunity, Lord God, to let our light shine, Lord God. I thank you for being the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for being the director of our movies, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for just leading and guiding us, Lord God. I thank you for being a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet, Lord God. Continue to just teach us and show us so we can show others, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, for the love that you the agape love that you have put in each and every one of us, Lord God, to share and spread the love of you, the love of Christ, Lord God, and show the world how it's supposed to be done, Lord God. And I just want to say thank you again for considering my family through the good, the bad, and the ugly, Lord God, because we know that everything is working out for our good, Lord God. And I just thank you in the direction that we're going,
Lord God, I thank you for guiding us, for leading us, Lord God. Continue to just order our steps every day, Lord God, and let our light so shine so this dying world can see it, Lord God. And I just want to say thank you, Lord God. We will no longer dim our lights, Lord God, and we're going to let your light shine through us, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you, and we praise you for everything that you're about to do, everything that you've already done, and thank you in advance for tomorrow, Lord God. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen.
All right. Good night, team. Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Peace.